74-year-old Milliken says he was one of those growing up in Harlem in the 1950s who wouldn't have made it through school without help from others. He created communities and schools more than 35 years ago to reach out to others like him. He tells individuals and crowds nearly the exact same thing.
It's the relationships that change kids. Kids need somebody who's willing to walk through the valley of the shadow of adolescence with them and love them into change. Be there in their face. Because if a kid's not turned on to living, he's not going to, or she's not going to get turned on to learning.
12-year-old Theron Bowman's one of those kids communities and schools reached out to. He's got a rare disease and wasn't expected to live past age 2. He was in and out of hospitals and on a wide diet of drugs through the years, and school suffered. He fought teachers, classmates, and was on a downslide. Now the sixth grader says things have turned around.
I'm doing really good. I got usually A B honor roll, and then I got all A's in my last report card.
Theron's mom thanks communities and schools, CIS, for some of that turnaround. Not only did her son act out because of his disease, but a bug and mold-infested apartment interfered with his health and schoolwork, and she says CIS helped find a new apartment.
If we didn't have CIS, he'd probably be struggling and failing, and we'd probably have no other choice but to put him in homeschool because he wouldn't let anyone help him.
CIS social worker Caitlin Tollison at Azle's Hoover Elementary is one of those who helped.
I'm so proud of him. I really am, because a lot of kids, you know, especially with the things that he's had to overcome, they would have given up, you know, and he doesn't. He doesn't have to push through like he's done, and he's been a success, an absolute, and he inspires me and encourages me to work with all of the other students. He's amazing.
Milliken says he learned a long time ago kids' school problems aren't necessarily tied to insurmountable academic challenges.
Very few dropped out because of education. They dropped out because their old man went to prison, or their mother was raped, or their sister was shot.
Or in Theron's case, he needed a cleaner environment and other help from somebody like Tollison. The boy's now happily giving back. He's involved in communities and schools to help build community, including a program called Food for Kids. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.